We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple.
Hello and to TV Times 3, episode number 78. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvhorror.com.
I'm Jason the TV Holic from tvholic.com.
And I'm Amory from mytakeontv.com. And we made it through without my internet screwing up and kicking me offline.
Yeah, so spoiler alert, it could turn into TV Times 2 at any time.
Yeah, little warning. All right, what's going on?
Nothing.
Not much in the way of news. And this is kind of, well, so The Glades is picked up for season 2.
Happy to hear that.
I did not watch a single episode yet, so I guess I should check that out because I know a lot of people like it.
Amory.
It's one of my new favorite shows.
That's what everybody keeps saying. And fall TV preview cable update. I feel like we need update music.
I thought there was
Breaking news. No.
Oh.
This is the cable update. Caprica will now follow Stargate Universe on Tuesdays as of October 5th. Parentheses, the day before my birthday. End parentheses. Re-parenthesize, I want presents. End parentheses. And Sanctuary will now play Fridays as of October 15th. That's our news.
It's like we need to provide a mailing address at the end of where you can...
I should get a P.O. box just for that reason. So everybody can send
Where you can
presents.
Send Amory stuff. Send stuff to Amory at...
Yeah. Any hoozle. That's our news.
Exciting.
Well, a couple of... Caprica fans will be happy that they don't have to wait till January to watch the second half of the season.
I am very happy.
And apparently Sci-Fi is looking at November before they start putting out decisions on when things like
yep.
Haven and Caprica and whatnot will be picked up for future seasons.
Right, so they're not going to rely only on DVD sales, or they're going to rely on ratings too.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of news, but actually there was lots of stuff. But nothing that
we don't care.
I found compelling that seemed to need to be known.
As I said earlier, I'm on a news blackout right
yeah.
now.
Because you don't want to be spoiled?
Seems to be the only way I can guarantee not getting spoiled. Yes. I mean,
I hear
you know, spoiled the way I don't like to be spoiled.
Right. Knowing what episode is going to air, etc.
Okay, so on to the fall TV preview. This week we're talking...
The final one! The final one!
ABC and CBS.
Ba-da-dum-bum! Ba-da-da-ba-bum! The final countdown!
Damn right.
So...
Anyway.
Starting off with Sundays. Sundays will be...
Sunday!
On ABC, America's Funniest Home Videos, followed by Extreme Makeover Home Edition... And then Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters, all starting on September 26th. And CBS will have football running into The Amazing Race on the East Coast, then The Amazing Race, Undercover Boss, and CSI Miami. Amazing Race and Undercover Boss are on September 26th, and CSI Miami starts October 3rd. Anything we're watching there?
Amazing Race.
Yeah, The Amazing Race. I've seen the season premiere of Brothers and Sisters.
I did too.
And I talked to the creator about it. Well, not the creator, excuse me, the executive producer, because the creator was like fired or whatever. And he seems to have a good idea, like a good plan for the season. So I might stick it out because it was a solid hour.
It's a good episode. They did a pretty good job considering their cast changes and stuff like that. I mean,
right.
Some of that stuff is not, you know, necessarily the writer's decision. So they have to decide, you know, figure out where to go with stuff. And I think they did a pretty good job. And I think Dave Annabelle was really good.
Yeah, he was really good.
It kind of centers around him and his return. But yeah, I think they did a good job of writing out the characters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll probably still be watching Desperate Housewives just because, I don't know, I'm glutton for punishment, I guess.
Yeah, I left that years ago.
And I... may watch CSI Miami.
Nope. I refuse to.
It's always on demand.
To. Not a fan of the Horatio Crane.
Would that be a crane with sunglasses? Takes him on an awful lot.
What?
What?
You said Horatio Crane.
Oh, it's Kane, isn't it? Shows how much I care about this show.
Okay. That's Sundays. On to Monday. Monday will be Dancing with the Stars, followed by Castle on ABC as of September 20th. And CBS has How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, Two and a Half Men, new comedy Mike and Molly, and then new show Hawaii Five-0, all starting on September 20th. So what about Mondays?
Castle on ABC.
I loved the first episode back for season 3 of Castle.
It was okay. I wasn't in love with it.
I just really liked the show, and I thought they did a pretty good job of bringing them back together after splitting everybody apart at the end of last season.
I'm going to try how, and you know how I stopped watching How I Met Your Mother. Well, I'm going to try it again, give it another chance, see if it'll wow me enough to convince me to stay.
Because they agreed with you that last season.
Because they agreed
their
last season was terrible.
Wasn't their best effort.
They took my advice. They were listening to the podcast and they were like, you know what? We need to get Amory back. So, that's what we're going to try. And then I will never watch Rules of Engagement. I will never watch Two and a Half Men. If Mike and Molly is on in the background, I'll watch it.
Yeah, Mike and Molly is just okay. It's serviceable comedy.
Hawaii Five-0. I'll watch until it gets bad, and then I will stop watching.
You'll watch until when?
It gets bad. I think it's going to take a turn for the bad. Also because Alex O'Loughlin cannot be trusted. Any show he's on.
To be fair to Alex O'Loughlin, it's usually the writing on the show, not him.
That's true.
Yeah, there was way too many behind-the-scenes changes and things with Moonlight, and Three Rivers was just bad. Not even sure how that ever made it to TV. But this, I think, is really good. I enjoyed the first episode. I think it's a lot of fun. I think because of the name, it'll probably pop really well. First episode should do really well. And I think that it's a good enough episode that a large portion of that audience will stick around. Whether it continues to be good or not, I think they set up enough stuff in the first episode. Because it'll have that thing that they like to do now, which is story of the week and overarching story. So if you want to just tune in here and there, you'll be able to enjoy an episode. If you want to follow along and keep up with what's happening to the characters, there's something for you too.
It's just a cop show. How can it be bad? I mean, you know, it can be not, like, outstanding writing, but I just don't see how it could get...
I didn't say it was bad. I said I'll watch until it gets bad.
I did not say. You said it was bad.
She was just asking how you think it could get bad.
Well, I just mean, like, I think that if somebody tunes in and they like it because it's a cop show, I don't think that it's going to change from what you see in the beginning. Maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe suddenly they'll stop being a cop show. I don't know. But it seems to me that if the majority of the audience is there because it's just a fun cop show, then I think they're probably fine for at least a season.
Right.
Yeah, it's got, you know, Scott Conn sort of steals the show as the comic relief.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that, but then there was the show that will not be named. So what do I know?
Shoot. What was the show that will not be named?
Also a remake.
Oh, right! Yes.
Yeah, well, that started out bad, and
true.
Never got better, so...
That first bad. I don't know what... I mean, I'm as clueless as everybody else listening is right now. I have no idea if Hawaii Five-0 is good or not. I'll check out the first episode. I have Mike and Molly on my list as a tentative, but I've since decided that I don't know if I care to even check it out. I love what's her name, though, so I probably will, but...
Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah. I will watch How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Yes. The only Suki, in my opinion. And I will watch Castle.
All right.
Cool. That's Monday.
Because I love Nathan Fillion, and I could watch him all I want. Kath.
Oh, Kath.
Okay. On to Tuesday. Tuesday, ABC has new show No Ordinary Family starting September 28th, and that'll be followed by the Dancing with the Stars results show as of September 21st. Actually, on the 21st, I think it'll be 2 hours that night. They actually won't be doing the results until, I don't know, They usually do, what, like 3 days or something like that for the first week?
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
I have no idea. But anyways, after the first couple of weeks, Dancing with the Stars will be there. And then Detroit 187 as of September 21st. And then CBS has NCIS, NCIS LA, and The Good Wife. The NCISs start on the 21st of September, and The Good Wife returns on the 28th.
Right. I will watch No Ordinary Family and The Good Wife, and I'll record Detroit 187 because the two episodes I've seen, not terrible.
So you've watched the you watched the second episode?
Yes.
Of what?
Detroit 187.
Oh. Is the second episode have where they, where they've gone away with the...
The first episode has where they've gone away with it. They reshot the pilot.
The faux documentary style. So they've dropped that. They refilmed the first episode and they dropped that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Anyway, what's everyone else watching on Tuesdays?
If they've dropped that in the first episode, then they'll be, it'll stay the same all the way through. I was interested to see if they kept that in the first episode as the introduction, but then changed the show up in the second episode.
Maybe I'm making it up. Maybe I didn't. I don't. But I swore that they reshot it.
Well, at some point, there's going to be no documentary style if there is one. It
right.
was originally filmed, so it was sort of be documentary style, which gave it something a little bit different. I mean, the documentary style has been mostly used for with the comedies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, without it, it becomes a cop show. So if you... If you like cop shows, I mean, Michael Imperioli's good, but he's pretty much playing the character he played in the last show, except he's in the present instead of in the past.
Right.
I'll definitely be watching No Ordinary Family. I really like the pilot. I think it's a lot of fun, and there's plenty of potential for them to work with there. And then I like the cast.
I didn't love the pilot, but I'll watch it.
Well, I didn't love it. I wouldn't, I mean, but given the scale of new shows coming, it's on my list of favorites. But there's only a couple of things that are new that are really, like, outstanding. And I like the sort of the Incredibles sort of idea kind of thing in live action. They can kind of do.
What about you, Ray? What are you watching on Tuesdays?
Of that list, only No Ordinary Family is on mine. I liked the pilot. I didn't love it or anything, but I liked it. And I think it has potential to be something that I would enjoy. So that's it.
Do either of you watch The Good Wife?
Yeah, I'll be watching The Good Wife again. I really like that show. You're really good with the...
I like it moderately. Everybody else is like in love with it. I like it moderately.
Well, I like it. It has... it's a lawyer show. There's a case of the week. But there's a lot of other story going on. And interesting characters and stuff to follow. And so it's not just... And then they do some interesting cases, too. But it's not just the cases.
Mm-hmm.
When you can take two things, like a family drama and law drama, and you mesh them together, and I think they ended up doing it really well. Sort of a spoiler for Fridays, but they've done the similar thing, I think, with Blue Bloods, with cop show and family drama.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that later. So... On to Wednesday, ABC has The Middle, followed by a new show, Better Together, and then Modern Family and Cougar Town, and then new show, The Whole Truth, all starting on September 22nd. CBS has Survivor, which starts on September 15th, and that'll be followed by Criminal Minds and new show, The Defenders, as of September 22nd.
I'll be watching The Middle, Modern Family, Cougar Town, The Whole Truth, Survivor. I'm going to record Criminal Minds and The Defenders just to check back in with them.
I won't be watching The Middle.
Wait, why?
Because I didn't watch it in the first season and it just doesn't appeal to me.
But you've never watched an episode?
No, I watched partway into the first season. It just didn't grab me and it dropped off the list. And I checked back in a couple other times when they had so-and-so guest star advertised as coming back or coming to the show. And I don't know, it just doesn't do it for me. Better Together?
Nope. Nope. Never. Nope.
There's some funny stuff
no, there isn't.
In there. I mean, there's potential for funny in there, and there's a couple things that
no,
were funny.
I don't see that either. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the idea of three different types of couples, there's a lot of potential for comedy there. They
yes.
didn't hit on a lot of it, is what
Any
I was trying
it.
To get to. On the first episode is... It suffers from...
Bad
here
writing.
Here we're jamming everybody together. Here we got to get all these, you know, we have to get all these things in there. And
uh-huh.
It suffers even, you know, from Jeez. Pilotitis even worse in a 21-minute comedy.
Right.
It's not funny. Sorry. It's just not.
I found a few things in there funny, but overall, I didn't find it to be that good of a show. So,
right.
The whole truth, I'm interested to see the reshot one with Maura Tierney.
Yes, me too.
The idea of following a case from both sides is interesting. I don't think the way it's edited and put together, the way the show flows, was that good to me. It'll be interesting to see if a different character, if things play differently, if they, you know, if they also do other things differently as they reshot stuff. But it's sort of on the to-be-determined list. And then I watch Criminal Minds. I'm definitely interested to see what they're doing with their cast shakeup there. And then Defenders. It's sort of, you know, a fun, or attempting to be a fun, you know, sort of lawyer show.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to Boston Legal, not the same, but kind of...
Thank God for that.
Well, it kind of splits the middle. It kind of splits the middle between The Practice, which was mostly serious, but had some pretty funny
moments.
You've
been talking shit about my Boston Legal.
I just don't like William Shatner. There, I said it. I said it!
You don't have to like William Shatner, but...
Anyway.
It was never going to be that same way. All right, sorry, go on.
Anyway, so I think it's, as I was saying, I think it splits the difference between the super seriousness, but sometimes funny, The Practice, and then the sort of absurdist where they would go sometimes on Boston Legal. So it sort of splits right. the middle. They're defense attorneys, but they're sort of like one step above ambulance chasers in Las Vegas. So there's potential for fun to be had. But, you know, if you don't like Jim Belushi or Jerry O'Connell, then you're probably not going to like the show. But it's one of the 10 o'clock offerings on Law Night.
Right.
Will this finally be the show of Jerry's that takes off?
I love Jerry O'Connell.
He's been in several pilots over the past couple of years, and not one of them has succeeded.
Yeah, recently. I mean, he's had some stuff in the past.
I was talking about the past couple of seasons. One after another, he keeps ending up in something that doesn't succeed.
Right.
Anyway, I haven't
seen it. I'm watching
The
Whole Truth, and
I
like the pilot. I like the pilot of The Whole Truth. The only thing I didn't like was Jolie Richardson's accent, so I'm glad that's gone.
Okay. So on to Thursday. Thursday, ABC has new show My Generation, followed by Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice, all starting on September 23rd. And CBS has The Big Bang Theory, followed by Shit My Dad Says, followed by CSI, followed by The Mentalist, all starting on the 23rd of September. So what's Thursday night looking like?
I'll be watching The Big Bang Theory. I will not be watching Shit My Dad Said because, as I said it before, I don't like William Shatner. I will be watching My Generation because I didn't hate it like other people seem to hate it. I'll be watching Grey's Anatomy.
So
hang on one second. We'll go back to that. I'll be watching The Mentalist, and that's it. What about it was bad for you, Ray?
All right, I will say this. It actually wasn't as bad as I was anticipating it to be. Based on the previews, I was completely against it. However, I don't think it's that bad, but I also don't think it's good. Sorry. And part of it is, I will say this, they do the documentary style really well, so much so that I couldn't keep track of all the characters, and I was just like, I don't care about these characters because I can't tell who is who anymore. Also, I have real issues with the idea that they all like end up not just back together, but I don't know, just the way they're all connected I had issues with. So I just didn't really like the execution.
I gotcha.
I think it's a good idea, poorly executed. A lot of stuff that happens in the episode, I just, if I was an eye roller like Ray, I would have rolled my eyes a lot. Yeah, there was just, well, if you do a show like this, you would need to do a, you know, somewhat sizable cast, because it wouldn't make sense that, you know, you would have followed like two people around to do a documentary of like their senior year or something like that. But it does hurt in trying to, because you have all these characters, but then you're going to have people around them as well. And so it makes for a large group of people that show up. I will say they did do the faux documentary style. It is pretty well done. But what they're showing you within the documentary was not entertaining to me. And I may watch another episode, but I don't know.
Okay.
It was one of those that I didn't quite see enough in to interest me to even get me to do my normal, like, give it two or three episodes. But I may still anyways. And then I'll be watching Grey's Anatomy in Private Practice, and I'll be watching Big Bang Theory, and while they've done some reshoots and stuff of Shit My Dad Says, I don't see them fixing the problem.
The problem is that it's William Shatner.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is that it was not funny. And then I'll be watching CSI and The Mentalist.
Okay.
So,
what?
I will give Shit My Dad Says a couple episodes. I don't have Amory's problem with Shatner, and I read the book. So I actually enjoy what the concept could be, so I'll give it a few episodes to see.
Well, see, that's the thing. I haven't read the book, and I don't follow the Twitter account, but yet, from those things and what I'd heard about it, I was like, that's actually, I thought it was a good idea for a family-style sitcom, you know, and I just didn't like the execution of it.
I'll give it a chance. I'm a little sad that What's-His-Face is no longer the son, but...
Well, good, because he can go on to actually be on good shows then.
No, because he's just going to go back to that other show I don't like.
What's that other show you don't like?
Cougar Town.
Why don't you like it?
I have problems with it. I actually do find it fun.
Because they don't portray Florida well? That's why you don't like the show?
I have issues with that, yes. But I just don't find it as funny as all of you find it. I'm sorry.
Well, then you don't have a sense of humor.
Whatever.
She doesn't have your sense of humor.
I still think that...
You like William Shatner and don't like Cougar Town. I don't know if I can talk to you anymore.
I think What's-Her-Face is still... She's too much for me. Not Courtney Cox, the other girl.
Busy Phillips?
Yes, it's too much.
I hear you.
I don't love her like Ducky does, sorry. I will watch Grey's. I will watch Big Bang. I think I'm giving up on The Mentalist for good, but...
Aww. We'll
see. Anyway. And It's Always Sunny, but that's not on one of these channels, so never mind. Sorry, I was just looking at my list of shows. Moving on.
And jumping back to two episodes ago. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Thursday. On to Friday. ABC has Secret Millionaire and Body of Proof, a new show. And they don't have premiere dates for those as of yet. And that'll be followed by 2020 as of September 24th. CBS has Medium, CSI New York, and then new show Blue Bloods, all starting on September 24th.
You guys all know why I'm excited about Blue Bloods, right?
I wonder.
Well, why don't you fill in
Could
everybody?
It be the new
Could
kid on the block?
Could it be Johnny Wahlberg being amazing? Because he's awesome. He's awesome, you guys.
He is.
The show is really good, too. The show is really good.
Well, I think he's really good. He does really well at playing a cop. He's done that a lot. I think he should stick with it because he seems to pull it off pretty well. I mean...
Yeah, he should stick with going on tour, too, because I can't wait.
He even was good on Rizzoli and Isles.
Yeah, I really liked him on that. Tony Wahlberg. Hey, man.
I liked Body of Proof.
Me, too.
It's a mystery of the week. Sort of a Quincy M.E. meets Dr. House type of thing, but with a female lead.
And set in Philly. Maybe I'm going to hate it because it doesn't represent Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, like,
screw you, Amory. When you're bitching about it in three or four episodes about how
you know what? I don't care that much.
Philadelphia.
You'll be like, what I'm probably, that's not Philadelphia.
You know what I'm probably going to be bitching about? The fact that Dana Delaney starts to get on my nerves after a while. It's not going to be the setting.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Remember
well, you think now I'm going to say that the setting bothers me? Of course I'm not going to.
Now she'll just hold it in. She'll never say it, just so that Ray won't get the satisfaction.
She's so afraid doesn't get the satisfaction.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I'm going to always go back to the cornfield example.
Fringe.
Oh, yeah. Fringe. That's what it was. One of those shows.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm not watching Medium.
Saturday. Oh, we're not there yet.
I'll watch CSI New York, and then I really liked Blue Bloods.
Really liked it. Can't wait for more. Will Estes is a beauty. Beautiful.
As I've said in other places or on Twitter, whatnot, and just said earlier, they take two different genres and put them together to create something new, but they do it really well. And to me, it's sort of the example of, it's hard to come up with something that's wholly original, you know, or is mostly original, or that, you know, creates its own new genre or some such thing. But I think it's almost even harder to make a good version of something that you've seen a bunch before. And we've seen family dramas and we've seen cop shows.
Right.
And so you're just like, ugh, another one. But the cast is outstanding, and the stories that they set up and what they have going on, along with whatever, you know, case of the week will be happening, I found very compelling, and
right,
we'll definitely be watching more.
So that's ABC and CBS.
Well, it's quickly Saturday.
Who watches TV on Saturdays?
Well, football fans that like college football. ABC has Saturday Night College Football that started as of September 4th. And then CBS has reruns, followed by 48 Hours Mystery as of September 25th. And the first few weeks probably will have, as we've mentioned in other stuff before, may have reruns of some of their new shows for the first few weeks. And then after that, it'll go back to being CSIs and repeat Criminal Minds and whatnot.
Right. Okay.
All right. So that's the fall preview for
yes
ABC and CBS.
There you have it. Prime time. Running together. Leaving it on the line. Okay. Are we still connected?
We are.
Okay, just checking because it got silent there. So
we're
first
just
up.
So enamored with the...
The singing? I know. Sons of Anarchy, Season 3, Episode 1, So.
So indeed.
Oh my God, it was amazing. Wasn't it an amazing premiere?
It was. I mean, they pick up just a handful of days after the Season 2 ending, and everything they're going through with Jax, you know, not knowing where his son is, and everything, you're kind of glued to the screen, and then
yes,
they pull one of those endings that's almost like something you would expect to see, like, in a season finale.
Yes.
Almost.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Just like, wait, what? I can't believe that they...
And now people can understand why I was speechless at the end of the episode. So much happened. It was amazing. Oh, my God. Hail? Hail! Oh, my God. And then Jax attacking that guy? It was so brutal.
Yeah, it was.
Amazing.
They kill off a character that's been...
their enemy and was suddenly becoming one of their friends. Oh, I just wish Agent Stahl would get killed, a hater.
It'll be interesting to see where... He was sort of the grounding force there, where he could sort of see both sides of stuff.
Yeah.
But was, you know, the lawman, and wasn't necessarily going to go down that path that his predecessor had. It'll be interesting to see how the show goes without that type of character, where they kind of get that from in this season.
Yes, I know, yes. Oh my God.
But they also set up a bunch of stuff with where the baby ends up, and the next few episodes don't let up.
Right. Amazing. So that's Sons of Anarchy. Our next show is Terriers, Season 1, Episode 1, Pilot. I think this show was a little long. I mean, it felt a little dragged out, but I liked it.
Yeah, they kind of do the extended premiere, like 55, 56 minutes or something like that, the actual episode running time.
42 of which were commercials.
Well, it ran like 72 minutes or something like that when they actually aired it.
Right.
It started out a little slow, but by the second half of the episode, and then also having seen the next few episodes, it's one of my new favorite shows. It would fall into the category of new fall shows that would be at the top of my favorites list. I really like it. I like I like Donna Logue. I think the character, it's again another, like I was talking about with Blue Bloods. We've seen PI shows before. We've seen the burnout cop or the cop that flamed out his life and is trying to get back on track. I mean, these mm-hmm. are not new storylines. But you put good writers and good actors together, and they create something that's compelling and entertaining to watch. I just really liked it.
Yeah, Ray, what did you think?
It was good. As I said on Twitter and on my blog, it wasn't a show that I immediately thought I want to watch the next episode until I got mm-hmm. to episodes 4 and 5.
Right.
So, pilot-wise, I thought it was well done, but I got done with it, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to watch something else now.
Right, I get that.
So I can't say that whatever it is that makes all the rest of you think it's great, it clearly didn't click with me in the same way. I do think the actors are all great. I thought that the characters are all, like, immediately well-developed. Like, you mm-hmm. you don't question their relationships. Like, sometimes it takes you a little while, especially yeah. in, like, a buddy situation. Like, sometimes it takes you a little while to feel that rhythm between the buddies. Mm-hmm. And I don't have that problem here. Like, you believe that they've been buddies forever. So, or, you know, however long they've been buddies, because clearly it's not forever with these two.
Right.
But it just... there was nothing there that, like, I immediately thought, I need to watch the next episode. So, and it's not really until, like, there's a serialized element to the show, and when that really kicks in, obviously you have to watch all of them to get to that point to understand right. how they all the pieces go together, you know what I mean? But it isn't until those pieces really kick in that I really, like, was into the show. So maybe if I went back now and rewatched the pilot, maybe I would feel differently about it. Okay. I don't know yet.
Yeah, I think some of my love for the series is sort of spilling out past the pilot into future episodes that I've seen. And so I think it's one of those shows that if you did watch it and you had that sort of, I kind of like it, it's one that you should definitely stick with. Differently than Haven, which we'll talk about later, some of these elements pay off sooner than later mm-hmm. in the series to make it really compelling.
Yeah, we get a pretty big story right away. So,
anyway, moving on. White Collar, Season 2, Episode 9. Piant blank. Point blank. Spelling error. Summer finale. Can I tell you, I really have enjoyed White Collar this season. I really have.
I enjoyed it up until this episode.
Up until this episode or up until a certain point in this episode?
No, this episode... I felt like this episode wasn't as strong as the rest of the season. Overall, I felt like the entire episode was not as strong as the rest of the season.
I hear you.
I don't know why that is. I just didn't... I wasn't as amazed by it as everybody else, I guess. Seems to be a theme.
Well, no, I didn't necessarily say...
Once again, Ray and I watched running different the A-B episodes. Test, and Ray We're always gets a B. different episode than everybody else.
No, I didn't say I loved this episode. I just said I really enjoyed the season.
Yeah.
I can understand why you would say that it wasn't as, you know.
And it had nothing to do with the ending. Like, I don't know what to think about Mozzie. I was trying to remember afterwards if we've seen any pictures from the rest of the season in which right. she's in them. And I can't. And I don't want to be spoiled, so don't.
I have no
try
idea.
Try to inform me, people. Not you guys. Everybody else.
I don't we know what's in store if we spoil her. She'll kill me.
I'll kill you. I'll find you. I will track you down. I will use my stalking assistance from somebody else on this podcast.
And I will help you stalk whoever.
But, I mean, like, that part didn't bother me so much. I mean, like, I felt bad, but, like, I really have to be honest. It's a USA show, so maybe they'll prove me wrong, and I'll truly be shocked when we come back, and Mozzie will be dead.
Right.
But I feel like it's not really true.
Well,
so, like, I wasn't yeah. as shocked by that ending as maybe I could have been, I guess.
Right.
Well, I think that's the trouble. I think if it turns out that they come back and he's actually dead, it would be incredibly shocking, not just because it's a USA show, but because of every other cliffhanger that they've done on the show. Not a one of them ever pans out to be anything. They're all just Peter with the ring at the, you know, the mid-season finale at the having an explosion that kills Kate, that's, you know, she was barely ever on there. That's all just stuff to drive the story. But, you know, they had the sort of cliffhanger at the beginning of this season of that Diana had the box, but you weren't sure who knew she had the box type of stuff. But then you come to find out that everybody knows pretty much. And so they do these types of, you know, they've had all these things in the past that as soon as he got shot, I was like, eh, he's,
yeah,
you know,
it's just not.
They're not killing off, you know, they're not killing off him.
I think that's just a symptom of, I really do think it's just USA shows in general. Like, that's not, maybe they'll prove me wrong again, but USA shows in general, they usually have really good shocking cliffhangers, but the resolution to those cliffhangers end up, like, after a while, I get to the point where I'm just like, yeah.
Right.
I need this cliffhanger to be something other than one of the cast members is in jeopardy, because I don't really believe that anymore. So,
which leads me to our next show, which didn't have this kind of cliffhanger. Psych, season 5, episodes 8 and 9, Sean 2.0, and one, maybe two, Ways Out.
Did we not talk about Sean 2.0? Obviously not.
I don't think we did.
No, we didn't record last week, so.
Oh, that's right.
Continuing the trend of me really enjoying Psych, I really enjoyed Psych this past 2 weeks.
I enjoyed Psych this season, which, after last season, it's still one of my favorite shows, so the caveat to that comment is that I still enjoy it more than most shows, but last season I didn't enjoy it that much. This season I've enjoyed it a lot. I didn't love this last episode, but I've still enjoyed the season a lot. And I loved, as we all know, if you don't know this, you should be reading my blog. I loved the last scene, so.
Yeah, oh, I did too. I loved it. I loved it. And independently of each other, Ray and I discussed the framing of that scene. She's like, I just put that on my blog.
I did.
Right, very funny.
Right as Amory asked me about it, said something about it, I was like, I just posted about that.
We're starting to think alike.
Oh, scary.
Oh, but you won't need my help to stalk people because you're going to be thinking like me.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
I really did like Nestor Carbonell, too. I love when he's... I like him being funny.
I like him being funny, too. I liked him as a weird version of Sean.
Yeah.
A rich version of Sean.
Yeah, the rich put together...
I wouldn't even say he... Like, I think if Sean were rich, he probably would be that put together. Like, I didn't feel like
he
was...
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that's the... Right now, that's sort of the contrast.
No. And he's really not that put together, considering he hires Kurt Smith to sit there and play.
Exactly. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like it looks like he's put together because he's rich, and so, like, he has a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, he's...
Yeah.
But he still does the stuff that, like, Sean would totally do. Like, Sean would
getting
totally...
his pilot license and flying. Yeah. Oh, who's the pilot? Oh, it's me.
That's me.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm excited to have it come back so soon.
I've said before, I'm excited about it coming back because I like it. But I'm also not excited about it coming back because it means that when it goes away, it will be gone away for a long time.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Well, it'll kind of conflict as it comes back with sort of the end of the fall season. But I kind of hate when their shows come, when the USA shows come back in, like, January, when the season's picking back up and other new shows are starting, and then it just becomes so... There's so many things out there.
For the first couple of weeks, Psych will be an issue because it'll be right in the middle of sweeps. But I think after that, it'll be okay because then it'll still be running.
Well, that's what I'm saying. December, that's what I'm saying is I kind of like it coming back early while it'll be a couple weeks there, but there'll still be some where you'll be like, hey, Psych, there's nothing really else on. Not that, you know, Psych would normally get top billing anyways for me, but still
it will for me.
Will for me. I got nothing else to send.
I really like this season, as you guys said. I think the funny quotient was upped significantly from the previous season.
I felt like they dialed back on the parodies that they were, I mean, they still had them there, but last season they were like going over the top on them. So I felt like this season they kind of dialed it back and like stuck with simpler stories and then built on that.
Yeah.
Which is a better formula, in my opinion. And maybe James Rodet is right that having Corbin at the police station helped because it meant that they didn't have to keep trying to find a way to organically work him into the story. Like, he was just there all the time. So it gave them a way to have Sean have some conflict but not have it be with the other characters have it be with his father, so.
Right.
Anyway.
But I really enjoyed watching the summer finale in that that was the show that we were on set, that they were filming some. And what is so, always so interesting is we watched them film a couple different scenes, and we were on set watching that for probably close to 45 minutes to an hour between the two different times that we were watching them film. And the final scenes go by like that. You know, it's interesting to watch.
Well, some of the scene was cut too.
Well, yeah, but it's interesting to see how it becomes what becomes the final, what they end up with after they've edited it and put it together, but how long it takes to get all that stuff to be able to put just a, you know, 20 seconds of, you know, or 30 seconds of a scene together. I always find that interesting. And part of it is because the one scene with Beeps when you scan it and stuff like that, we watched them film that so many times that that scene just goes by in the episode. But we also got to see him film the explosion scene was the other scene we got to watch him film, and that was a lot of fun to see the result on TV after being in the room when the flashbang went off. I'm looking forward to it coming back sooner rather than later.
All right. Next up, The Vampire Diaries, Season 2, Episode 1, The Return. Okay, I liked it. I didn't think it was amazing, like everybody else thinks it was. I thought it was a solid hour of TV. And I definitely love, no, don't hate the Dobrev. I think I'm over it.
I was going to say, there was...
Over your hate?
Yeah.
There was a lot of
She's
her in the episode,
Catherine.
So...
Yeah. As Mo said, I think I like Catherine. She's not as whiny as... But then Catherine killed somebody and she's like, oh, maybe I don't like her.
I don't like new evil Damon. New more evil.
All right, wait a minute. He's not new evil. He's
no, that's what I was correcting myself.
Re-evil?
He never stopped being evil.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is, to me, that was one thing I was, well... I don't know, take that back. It's hard to be shocked with anything in the show because they zip through things and things that where they were going just get dropped off and they head in another direction all the time. I mean, the first season just blazes through different stuff. But I was kind of taken back that they decided to, after sort of trying to rehabilitate him somewhat in the second half towards the end of last season, They sent him back to the other side, like, unbelievably, you know, where...
He was never rehabilitated.
Well, I'm not saying that he
was
rehabilitated.
He was always pretending to be good.
I'm just saying, while it looked
like
they were...
I don't think he was pretending to be good. No. He loves Elena. Yeah. He wasn't pretending.
I don't think he was pretending to care about Elena, but he still cares about Elena. What he did there was because he's pissed at Catherine. So
right,
that's not what's
right.
In question. But if you're trying to say that all the other stuff he did was him being good, I don't think that's true. I think he was doing a lot of stuff to get on Elena's good side, yes. But for the most part, he was pretending to be... To care and
well,
not
that's what
care
I'm saying is
me.
That they were partially rehabilitating his character. I mean, because that was part of my problem in the beginning of the first season was, okay, how long can you go with this guy just kills everybody and you keep him on the show? It doesn't really, you know, how long can everybody else that knows about him put up with that? And then in the second half of the season, they started, while he still took people out, like he killed the lady that owned the house where the other vampires were staying, but, you know, he was trying to save his brother. And,
killed frickin' John.
And stuff. And so, well, I know there was lots
Just
of...
Because John didn't stay dead doesn't mean he didn't kill him.
Yeah. I mean, he was still, you know, like you said, not rehabilitated. He wasn't not evil. He didn't had completely changed or anything. But that right there at the end, that they completely sent him back off into that direction, I thought was interesting. Because you kind of look at that and you go, well, how could you ever rehabilitate him from that in her eyes?
Right.
But I think they've done a really good job in what they've done before, so I'm on board to see where they go with it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if you're looking for, I mean, not
everything.
Especially
now with Caroline. Sweet Caroline, I love her.
Not everything is great in the show, but the one thing they do really well is twists and turns where they do take you by surprise. Like, it was surprising that he snapped his neck, even though as soon as it happened, you were like, oh. And then they showed the ring, you were like, yeah, because they had set that scene before where he was, you know, talking about the ring and that it had belonged to his father. And so
right,
that all kind of stuff makes sense. But then they have Catherine go in and snuff somebody out in the hospital at the end. And you're like, oh, man, where are they going with this? And so if you want to watch a show where you're not sure where they're going, it's a fun ride.
Right. So there's that. Moving on. Eureka, Season 4, Episode 9, I'll Be Seeing You, Summer Finale. Did everybody watch this?
I did.
Yeah, can I be honest?
Yeah, you can be honest. Go ahead.
I keep seeing people, like, loving this episode, and I just didn't feel the same way. What is with me lately?
You just hate everything.
There seems to be a theme developing.
No, I thought it was a solid episode, but
yeah,
I didn't think
there was anything wrong with it, but...
Right. I just didn't think it was, like, their best episode. I was glad they clearly saved Allison, though I'm not sure how the science worked. And Zane's starting to pick things up.
Yeah, I felt
so I'm happy
there was something off about all of that.
But I do like Zane starting to, like, get the picture. Like, something's weird. Something's going up with, you know, on with Joe.
Well, I think they had to give us some hope that way, didn't they?
They have to.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of a cheat to leave them in... I mean, I guess not. To leave them in this timeline... Like, I felt like they resolved a lot of problems for them just by moving them to this timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, I don't know about the science. I guess they kind of resolved it, though, because they had the two guys kind of come back like they did. So, like, I felt like that kind of at least answered my question about how I felt like they were going to end up in the past.
That's what they were trying to do, is you had to line up the exact time correctly. And so they were originally trying to send him back the specific time when he had traveled forward.
Right.
And Carter breaking in messed that up, but he was able to create the devices that would send them back at the exact time that they had come through the second time. I thought they did a pretty good job of weaving the two things together.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. I found it interesting that they decided to stick with the having changed things. Some of the things could still work out the way that they've gone. Carter would have still kissed her and ended up back here, but the other guy would have never, you know, if the other guy hadn't ever came, you know, they could have fixed that and things would have been back normal, but then they would have been having to start the next part of the season basically at the end of the first episode, and then nothing that you had watched would have happened.
They made the decision to stay in the same timeline because it meant that everything you would have watched
would have not
been
taken,
invalidated, like, yeah. And that wouldn't have...
Right.
Episodes 2 through 8 or 9 or whatever would have not actually happened. I think that's where they went with that, but I don't know.
It would have been a cheat to have them sleep together and then to have it... Like, well, it probably would have been too much at that point. We would have been like, really? One more time with this? Like,
well, I'm saying is, even if they would have come back, though, they would have come back and he would have kissed her.
I know, but it's not the same.
And they still could have...
As Giffans, them sleeping together.
Well, I know.
Then pulling them back, so...
But, I mean, they still could have ended up together. But, I mean, I see what they did there. I enjoyed the season, and I'm looking forward to see what they do, you know, going forward. And they left it open... for Dr. Grant to come back in future episodes. And, you know, they bring back their sort of recurring bad person that pops up.
Right. I enjoy it. I can't wait to see when it comes back. I'm excited for a Christmas episode.
Okay.
And our last show, Haven, Season 1, Episode 9, As You Were. This was the first episode where I finally was like, wait, what's happening? Who's the killer? Who's that? They had me on edge of my seat because I didn't know who was... like, the problem.
I think they did a pretty good job with this episode. Some of it, the way it sort of starts, and, you know, and then, like, the sheriff or the Nathan's dad is, I don't know, the way he sort of treats the season or what he sees, and then he instantly just starts telling people, that seemed a little weird, but then once they got into it, it worked really well. But this is the last episode, and this episode are, I guess I kind of understand it that maybe it doesn't have the same effect if you do some of these things earlier, but it also seems like it took so long to get to some of these things that have become interesting, which is some of the stuff they set up in the first episode of why did her boss send her there. I mean, she finds this picture, but then there's just little teeny pieces here and there about who she's looking for, and mostly it's just a case of the week. And
right.
They haven't hit much on the other stuff until the previous episode when she kissed him on the cheek and he felt it, which played nicely into this episode of him being able to figure out who was the person, and then showing once and for all that there is something special about her, you know, not just for him, but in general, with the episode. And so it's finally gotten good, but it's taken 8 episodes, and I don't know, I'm just like, very few people would have, like, stuck around and watched it like I did.
And very few people have stuck around and watched it.
That's the truth.
Because it just wasn't good. As I told somebody, TV Watchtower on Twitter, I think it was, it took, like, 5 episodes to become watchable and 8 episodes to become interesting and 9 episodes to show actual promise that there might actually be something here.
Right.
But in general, that's for your average viewing audience, that's a long time, and most people dropped out way before it ever even got to episodes 3, 4, 5.
So that's prime time. Anything else?
That is it.
Nope.
This is our final fall preview episode.
That's our show.
Next week will be our second anniversary episode.
We also expect gifts for that.
Amory's going to pick them up at her P.O. box.
Yeah.
Jason and I will never
I'll get the address to you.
If you direct message Amory on Twitter,
she'll give you an address.
She'll tell you where you can send stuff.
I'll tell you where to go.
If you would like to comment on anything they said today.
I hope they don't want to do the other.
All right, you went there, not me. I was just going to say
it was your slip of the tongue, not mine.
I didn't say that. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
But you clearly thought it because you knew what I was talking about.
Not until you said it. Anyway, you can do so on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands.
A little bit of
delay. It's a delayed reaction. You know, you can leave us some feedback on iTunes or, you know, Twitter us. All that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Our music today, when it wasn't Final Countdown, provided by Amory.
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
Provided. Stop it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
You're interrupting me.
Joe Bluth. Where's Joe Bluth when you need him? Oh, that's right. He's on that shitty show.
On YouTube. All right. So it was provided by IODAPromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records.
And that's our show.
All right.
All right.
I gotta go eat.
I gotta eat, too.
Me, 3.
All right, bye.
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 We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Yeah, I just wanted to know ahead of time this time instead of asking you every time or whatever. All right. I'll probably cut that part out. I meant to ask you that before we actually started, and you know, we only had like 10 minutes of waiting for Amory to get on, and
exactly.
And I completely forgot to ask. Okay, so